Here at Breakfast, we're big fans of the Whitlams, and I know most of you are too, with huge hits like this one.
A letter to you on a cassette, 'cause we don't write anymore. Gotta make it up quickly. There's people asleep on the second floor. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness.
Today the band is releasing its first album in 16 years. Sancho is the Whitlams' seventh album and a tribute to their former manager of 20 years. Tim Friedman is the Whitlams' frontman and my guest. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good. Talking to you in the morning now. Tell us about Greg Weaver, the man you called Sancho, who was there right at the beginning of all of this for the Whitlams.
Greg was our tour manager, a sound engineer. He was a real character in the music industry. Died very randomly of a heart attack 2 years ago, even though he was the fellow that didn't drink.
He was the fellow that didn't drink.
He didn't smoke.
Oh, so did he keep everyone kind of on the straight and narrow?
No. He was very tolerant because he was in the music industry, but he was so at his job that, you know, he was with Paul Kelly and Tin Minchin and Boy and Bear, and we were all very close. And when he died, we were all completely bereft. But I wanted to write a few songs about him that celebrated his life, rather than me just talking about how sad I was. So I'm hoping that those songs are a celebration of his idiosyncrasies.
So when did you start writing this album, and what were you trying to express emotionally? What sort of connection were you trying to make with your listeners?
Well, it's about I was being self-indulgent. I thought, well, that's I haven't written a song for about 10 years, and so I just wrote this song for the band, and it's got lots of backstage lingo, and, you know, the tour's called Gaffage and Clink. You know, Clink's what he used to call the alcohol, leftover alcohol at the end of the show that someone would smuggle out of the venue, because that's the sound it made in the duffel bag as you sneaked it back to the hotel. So it's just lots of in-jokes and a celebration.
This is the Whitlams' seventh album, but the first since 2006. Why has it taken so long?
I was a bit frazzled, I think, and I just took a little break and I stepped out of the room and then didn't step back in. So, you know, for a while there I was just an eastern suburbs housewife, really. It's quite a good life. I just dropped the kid off at school, went to lunch with friends, did a bit of charity work. I'd recommend it.
Anyone who can get their hands on that life, for sure.
Yeah, it was good for a little while. And then I got into, well, actually bet on the horses for a few years, which is something I haven't talked about before. But that's why there's a little bit of the racetrack scattered through the album.
You say you haven't talked about it before, so now, of course, my journo brain goes, let's talk about the horses. What was that about?
Mathematics, going to war with the bookies and the corporate bookmakers and trying to get an edge. But the magic's gone from that world. The track, really, now it's rather than characters on the track, it's more like IT experts at 10 paces, and it's pretty hard to get a bet on if you've got any sort of know-how. So I've sort of left that world.
Well, you haven't left the world of music writing. We're going to hear your song now. But, Tim, it's been so nice to speak to you in the morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This time we're going to hear the recorded version. Tim Friedman with Wheel from their new album, Sancho, that's out today.
There's something about the way you spin around and say, kiss me like a Catherine wheel, you tropical electric storm. Oh, I can never keep you warm, and I can never keep it real. I didn't think at all
I didn't feel the fall. Kiss me like a Catherine Wheel.
That's Catherine Wheel by the Whitlams, and that is out today.